Hello, everybody. Jim Malone coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor. Wow, what a sell-off today. Very, very, very negative reaction to the downgrade in federal debt. And wow, it really took a header today, the whole market. Basically, this is kind of the chart of what we've got and kind of what happened here. You know, we were going pretty good. At 9 in the morning, we were just kind of flat. And then, you know, right at about right before the open, right after the open, it was fine. Then it came to 1 p.m., 2 p.m., and 3 p.m., and then boom, it just fell off the cliff, as you can see. This is the sort of the damage that that has happened. We've moved from a uptrend, confirmed uptrend, to an uptrend under pressure. I was selling pretty much the whole day today. I did short Microsoft, and I also shorted Tesla. I did close them before the bell, made a little bit of profit there, and I did enter the TBT, which is a interest rate sensitive ETF. It's a double, anyways, it goes up twice as much as the others. I'll show you that in just a second. But basically, it is it's looking really ugly. And the credit rating of the U.S. government did move lower today. And it's kind of sad. But that's what that's kind of the government we've got. They're sort of out of control, and unfortunately, it's kind of hurting the market. So we will see. If we were able to get any better things here going. So let's jump on over and kind of look at the charts here. Basically, the market trend moves to a market trend under pressure. And what that means for everyone is basically it's time to get a lot lighter in the market. I'm 85% in cash. I'm only about 15% in stock currently. And that is definitely kind of the story that we're here. The Nasdaq was off 2.17%, S&P 500 off 1.38%, the Dow was off 0.98%. So very, very tough day in the market. We do have a stock of the day, though, believe it or not, and that is Cocovito. It's the coconut flavored water. I've tried this. It's actually pretty good. It just had a tremendous move today. I can't understand why this happened. Maybe there's something, maybe there's going to be somebody that acquires this one, but it definitely went up tremendously, up about $2.98 or about $11.29. 29%. So pretty good. I don't have the stock, but I just thought it was kind of interesting there. Here's what I've got in my portfolio, and it is not looking too good from yesterday. I have Ollie's Bargain Outlet. I still have it. I haven't trimmed any of that yet, but that may happen tomorrow. It was down 0.40%. I'm still in Palantir. That was down 5% today. I did start trimming on Palantir. Unfortunately, I had to do that. I bought the TBT. This is the ProShares Ultra Short. Basically, as the interest rates go up, this goes up too. And of course, it did gain 2.11% today. And then I'm also in on holding. Sold all of my Tesla, sold just about everything else. And I am pretty much, mostly in cash right now, which is kind of sad, but it is what it is. And that's kind of the story. That's kind of the story here. So let's get into your questions. Thanks so much for holding on. I so appreciate it. Anon. Thank you, man. Can you look at Airbnb, Datadog, and Bill.com? All right. Well, let's take a look. First of all, I'm going to jump. Now, by the way, I don't have one of my charting you know, one of my charts I don't have, but I'm going to do the best with what I got. A, B, and B. Take a look at this one on the chart here for A, B, Airbnb. This is going to, we're going to have to kind of look to the left, to the right here, but here we go. This is Airbnb. This is the chart for Airbnb. We're moving up nicely on the 10-day moving average. I do like that. You know, it's funny because it did pull back to the 10-day line, but it's still holding okay. So if you're in this one, you know, I don't see any reason basically to get out of it, but you know, not a good place to enter it. If you're looking to enter the internet, probably not the best place, but let's look at Airbnb. Let's kind of look at our little bit different chart here. Get bigger. There we go. For Airbnb and see if we can get Airbnb up here. And yeah, take a second. A little bit slow on the internet connection speed today. Sorry about that. We seem to have a little issue, and that's part of the reason I'm having trouble pulling up my other charting system, because we do have, it's kind of, for some reason, 5 o'clock tends to be the time. All right, so let's take a look at the Airbnb chart. What I'm going to do is I have kind of my own special setup here. It gives you four index lines, and that will give you kind of a good idea of what's going on here. As you can see, we've come up. We're above that 200-day exponential moving average. That is a good thing. So if we look at the chart, we did come down to the 21 day exponential. So that's still okay. Basically, this is kind of the cup formation. So, you know, here's the thing. I would be a little bit careful in this market. I think that, you know, we may have had a little bit of a sell-off. If you are positive on this one, I think it probably is a good idea to, you know, possibly sell here. We have, let's see, the earnings are on the, it's on the 3rd. So tomorrow, I guess, are the earnings. So after the market close, tomorrow on the 3rd, I think you want to be selling. I think you want to be selling before the market closes tomorrow, based on what I'm seeing. Unless you're up more than 10% on the stock, I would be very, very careful, because I do think that we are going to get another pullback. I think we're going to get another pullback tomorrow. I think it's probably a good time, if you've got profits, to be selling and taking those profits. It doesn't look like it's come down to the 21-day exponential moving average, but I wouldn't bet on this one. So I would probably, if I was in Airbnb, which I am not, I'd probably be a seller here. Let's look at Datadog to see kind of what the situation is with Datadog, DDOG. Pretty much right now, with the condition of the market, I think it's a good idea, if you have profits, to kind of protect those profits. I would be lightening up here definitely on this one. This is Datadog. It's come down, forming that cup, but it's pulling back to the 21-day exponential here. If you're not up, I would be very careful on this one. Earnings are coming up on this one too, on the 8th. So here's my advice. You know, you don't want to hold this thing through earnings. The earnings are on the 8th on this one. You want to possibly sell before earnings on this one. The earnings are on the 8th, so I would be looking at this one really carefully. It did pull back today to the 21-day exponential moving average. Best, if you do have profits in this one, probably best time to protect it. I do think this is going to pull back to the 50-day exponential moving average, and that's right here. I think you can see it, my pin there. You can see that. So that's what I think is going to happen. If you're not up 10%, I'd be paring this one down before earnings. Earnings for Datadog are on the 8th, so I would be looking at that really carefully. All right, let's look at bill.com as well, B-I-L-L. This one has been a great performer, and just taking a look at it. Now, this one did pull all the way back down to the If you can see it there, that pulled all the way to the 21 day. I mean, it pulled, this one pulled all the way back down to the 50 day moving average. So I would also be lightening up on this one, just because it's just, you know, we've got a little bit of ways to go for earnings here. Earnings is coming up on the 17th, but, if you have profits on this one probably, Bill.com, this probably is a good time to take your profits and run, because basically we are going to get a, it looks like we're going to get a pullback. We did have this golden cross. We put that, show that to you real quickly. We did have the golden cross on it, but with this market in general, the problem is when the whole market starts to move like this, we have to be kind of very reticent of it, because that's when it can really hurt us. So looking at this, it pulled all the way back down to that, that 50-day exponential moving average. So I do think that we are going to get a reversal lower on Bill.com. So again, we are coming into earnings. Earnings will happen on Bill. On the 17th, after the market closes. But if you're not up 10% by the 17th, I would sell this one as well, because I think that it's just good. It's time to protect your profits as the overall trend in the market has changed from a confirmed uptrend to an uptrend under preparation. So it's a good idea to basically sell your take your profits now, reduce your position, go to cash, and wait, because it probably will bottom. We'll probably get another good opportunity here, because typically when we get these major uptrends, there's these violent pullbacks, and you got to protect yourself from them. So the best way to do that, of course, is to go to cash and wait for a other uptrend. So I would be selling here, just my point of view. All right. The question is, can we short Palantir? That's an interesting question. I shorted Tesla today. I did close the short, because of course I didn't want to hold it overnight, but this is not an ideal pattern for a short. Microsoft is actually a better pattern for a short. Let me kind of show you that here. This one is still kind of, let me see if I can kind of move it, give you a better range here. Sometimes I don't, let's go to a 6 months chart. So you can see this better. This is not a good place to short. This is not a good place to short Palantir. The reason is because we are well above we're above the 10-day line. We're above the 21-day line. We're above the 50-day line. Basically, where you want to short is when there's a breakdown at the 50-day line. That's where you want to short. Let me show you Microsoft. MSFT. Now, I may reshort this one tomorrow, just depending on how it opens. But this is Microsoft. And the reason I shorted it today, as you can see, that 50-day line, that's that red line there. Look how it could not hold that 50-day line. And when it couldn't hold that 50-day line, that's where I was short when the market moved against us. I did. That's the first one I shorted, was Microsoft. And then I shorted Tesla. But as you can see, this is a better setup for a short, mainly because it is already at the 50-day line, and then with the weakness, it's probably going to pull lower. So that's what I would recommend shorting. And I know that sounds strange to you, but I would short Microsoft before I would short Palantir at this point. So that's my point of view. What can I say? All right, can we get into LSCC? Of course, this is Lattice Semiconductor. Now let's take a look. Some of the semis have been good. I had to get out of, this has kind of been all over the place. Let me see if I can give you let's go to a weekly chart, because this will show a little bit more. And I'm going to pull back the range here a little bit to about the last 3 months. No, that's a little bit too much. Okay. So I'm going to go to the NAS. I'm going to look at a year chart here. For this is a chart for LSCC. Okay, it's definitely come down to that 21-day exponential line. That's the green line here. This, we're looking at the weekly chart here. Could we get into here? Well, I don't know. I probably would not get into this here. This is not showing a really good chart to me. So I probably would not. I would not get into LSCC at this point. I just would not. I just would not. All right. Let's look at oil. What's happening is, of course, we're getting a rotation out of the tech stocks into some of the oil stocks. A little bit more defensive with the oil stocks, but the oil stocks that have been working the best have been the have not been the oil stocks directly, but they've been the oil service stocks. And TDW is one you want to definitely take a look at. This is called Tidewater, and basically, what they do is they supply the vessels to the offshore rigs, and this is doing very, very well. This was up today, and let's see if we can go back a little bit. I'm going to go to the daily chart here from the weekly chart to give you kind of a look-see at it. But this one moved nicely today, and considering the overall market was pulling back, I really think that this one is looking pretty darn good. If we go back a little bit further, let's see if we can go back. I'm going to go back about 1.5 years here to show you kind of, this has just been a solid straight up. Now, since January, it's been a little weak. Now, one of the things that we have to watch out for with Tidewater, and probably we won't want to buy it probably tomorrow, is because earnings are happening on the 7th, okay? Earnings are happening on the 7th on this one. So this is something that, you know, we have to be concerned with. There we go. We have to be concerned with this, that because earnings are on the 7th of August, if we do buy this one, we can't hold it. We have to hold it basically until the 9th and then sell it. We can't hold it through earnings. Earnings right now in this environment are very treacherous. So holding through earnings is probably not a good idea with the stock, but it's looking very good. And for a short-term gain, I think this is one you could take a look at. It's not an oil stock. It's an oil service stock. Now, there is another stock that's bigger than this, and that's, of course, Schlumberger, SLB. And this one has been really performing nicely. And I want to show you this one. This is a way that we could play oil without being in oil. Does that make sense? I don't know if it does. But this one is coming out of this base. As you can see, it's coming right up to, it's in a cup without a handle. This one could go higher. Now, this one has come through earnings, which is good. This had earnings on the 21st, and it held. As you can see, it held. So this one, SLB, this one may be one that we could possibly look at if we don't want to be in tech, and tech isn't really doing really well right now. We could probably buy this one. SLB is the symbol on this one, Schlumberger, and that's one of the things I think that that's a good one to move to. All right, let's see what's Mike saying. Hey, do you recommend selling open stock? I'm not sure what you're saying exactly, Mike, here. Jim, do you recommend selling open stock? Well, what is open stock? OPEN? I don't know the symbol. Oh, okay. This is, Open Door Technologies. Okay. No, I would have sold this. Are you back even on this one? You know, it went all the way down and it's coming back up. I just think this one is a disaster. The iBuyers have lost a lot of money. You know, for everybody out there that doesn't know what this company does, they go around and they call up people and they say, we're going to buy your house for cash. And then they lowball the offer. And if they get the lowball offer, then they buy them for cash. But the problem is, in some of the markets that Opendoor operates, like Phoenix, they have a lot of things that they bought that are actually worth less than they bought them for. So I've not really been a fan of the stock for a while. It's coming back. I mean, it had been way, way down. Let's see. Let's take a look a little bit further back. Let's go back maybe 3 years. I'm going to show you this, the stock. This one just has been going down, and then finally sort of hit its bottom right about in May, and then it's making its way back up. But here's the thing. I think that if you're even on this one, I would sell this one because, yes, it is moving up, and it is above the 200-day moving average. That's this black line here. But still, I just would not be in the stock. I don't like their business model. I think they could lose a lot more money. that's kind of the big deal there. All right, MRNI for Mr. Jeet. This is MRNA. This is Moderna. And I have traded this one before. I traded it right at the beginning of the pandemic. It did pretty well. But as of late, this one just has not been looking very good. This is going to kind of show you the history of this one. This is going back about 3 years. You can see it's sort of on this downward trend. And, you know, that's something that you don't really want to see. You don't want to see a downward trend like this. It's just, So this is kind of, you know, what's been going on with Moderna for the last 3 years. It's just been in sort of this downward trend. And this is just something you just don't want to be, you just don't want to be doing. It looks like it may even move lower. Now, if we were to change, you know, if we were to change the time frame a little bit, let's go back a little bit. Let's just go to a year time frame on this one. It's still on a downward trend, and it's just getting lower and worse, and they're coming up on earnings here. So I would not be a buyer of Moderna. I wouldn't be a buyer of Moderna here. I don't think it's a good stock. Not with this chart. The earnings are on the 3rd. That's tomorrow. And that's before the market opens. So, I mean, I probably would not be a buyer of Moderna here. Just would not be. All right. This is from Lisa. Yeah, absolutely. SLB, this is a good stock. We talk a little bit about it. I agree with you, Lisa. I think you're right. I think you're absolutely on something here. This is starting to make that golden cross. As you can see, that's right here. Let's kind of pull it back a little bit. You can see that's where the golden cross is. Let's see if I can put that in here. But the golden cross is right about there, right about there. And what this is showing is we're getting a lot of strength. You know, it's making its move. And this is in the oil services. One thing I also want to point out here is that we are at we are at essentially it's all-time high, and this is something that this is the all-time high here. Well, not the all-time high, but it's coming up to this all-time high. So this is looking very, very strong. The only thing is we might be a little bit too close to the 21-day exponential moving average. Let me just take a look to see, kind of measure that a little bit to see if we can get how close to that we are. And that's going to give us an idea kind of what's going on. So we did pull back way back today, but we're still looking really good in terms of everything. So if we're looking to where it closed, there we go. SLB does look very good, and we're only, according to this calculation, we're only about 3.59% above the 21-day exponential moving average. This is a very good place to buy it. So I definitely think that we could buy it here, and I think SLB is buyable even in this bad market. I think SLB is buyable. So SLB. And I think, I think it looks very good. And we are almost at the golden cross. We're relatively close to the 21-day moving average, and we're at a higher high. So this is showing very good strength all the way around. And definitely looks pretty good. All right, let's see if let's see what else we got here. Oh, Palantir. Okay. Now, I was selling Palantir today. I wish I wasn't selling Palantir. I love the stock, but I had to. I just had to look at it objectively. And objectively, you know, it was moving down. And let's see if I can. Objectively, I had to lighten the load a little bit on Palantir. Here's kind of what's happening with Palantir. You know, we came up very nicely. We were basically moving above that 21-day exponential. We're nicely above the 50-day moving average. We did have the golden cross down here, looking very, very good. Kind of if we can pull it back a little bit here, we can see, well, you know, we are starting to see a little bit of a pull down here. What I had to do is I had to sort of cut my position a little bit. I'm not out of the stock, but I think that it's not going to be a good place to buy this. I think we've got to wait. I think we've got to wait until it gets down, probably a little bit lower. Where I think that would be a potentially a good buy point here, if we're looking at Palantir, is going to be right about that that 21-day exponential. So right now, I wouldn't be at, you know, I was trimming my position, but I wouldn't buy this until it moves down to about 17. Now, 1707 is where the 21-day exponential line is. That might be a place that you could, if you could enter it. But right now, remember, we're in a confirmed, we're in an uptrend under pressure. And what happens when you have an uptrend under pressure is that you need to reduce your exposure to the market. I mean, you don't want to be any more than 50% invested right now. You just don't, because of this this market trend under pressure. So that's what I'd be careful about. That happened today. We moved from a confirmed uptrend to an uptrend under pressure, and that was not a good thing. All right. Let's look at LRCX. This is Lam Research. Great company. And by the way, they're building a lot of fabs. I know this because I'm here in Texas and they're building, Samsung is building major fabs. TI is building major fabs. And so the demand for semiconductor equipment in terms of, you know, I think that one of the main things that Lam Research does is something called chemical mechanical planarization, CMP. And they've been very, very strong. They did pull back a little bit today. Here's the thing. I definitely like this pattern. As you can see, we've been above that 21-day line. My only thing is the overall condition of the market. And I do think that probably don't want to wait on this to buy it. But I think if we could get it to pull back to the 50-day line, that's where I would probably be looking to enter this, if I didn't have a position in this, is I would be looking to get a position at the 50-day line. Let's see if I can pull that around. There we go. So where I'm talking about the 50-day line is right. There. So this is the 50-day line. This is kind of where you need to come back to. This is where you need to be in order to buy it. So I would not buy it at this level. I think we're too extended. Good stock, but I think we're just too extended on this, and I think we have to be careful in this market. I just now that we have seen this happen. So this, as you can see, we're pretty far above the we're pretty far above that that 50-day line. We're over, you know, it's 9% above that 50-day line. So really, this is not a good place to buy Lam Research here. It just isn't. We want to wait for it to pull back to that 50-day line. It's making a nice move, but it's going to test the 50-day line, and I think that you want to keep, you know, you don't want to increase your position here. I don't think it's a good place to increase a position. All right, let's see. Oh, thank you, man. Thank you very so much. Thank you for taking a look at the show. Appreciate it. Teladoc. Wow, that's one I haven't heard in a while. T-Doc. Of course, these guys did great during the pandemic. They're actually based in Louisville, which is a Dallas suburb, interestingly enough. I knew some people up there at Teladoc. Here's the problem with Teladoc, of course, assuming in this downward trend. Let me kind of show you kind of the, you know, what's going on with Teladoc. I'm going to go back about 3 years here and take a look. As you can see, this is not the kind of chart you want to buy. It just really isn't, because, you know, when you, you know, is it say the trend is your friend, right? Well, that's not the kind of trend that you want to buy. Yes, it is basing out. I mean, that is a good thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. It definitely is basing out here a little bit. And it has moved above that that critical black line. That's the 200-day moving average. But I just don't like this trend. And in this kind of market, I would stay away from Teladoc. I just would. It's just not looking good. This is the 3-day. This is the 3-year chart. And even if we go to the even if we go to the 2-year chart, you can see the same problem there. And if they go to the 1-year chart, and let's even just look at 3 months. 3 months, yeah, it's moving up a little bit, but I can't get excited with this one. You know, when you're looking at, and I'll get good at the 1.5, because that's really the best. This is just not what you want to see. Yes, it is moved above the 200-day exponential moving average. That's this black line here, but no, I see this one pulling back, and I see this one moving lower, especially in this market. So I would be out of this one. I would not be in this one. All right, TAP, this is probably the last one. We did cover Airbnb, and take a look here at TAP. Nice chart. This is, I don't know this company. Oh, this is Molson Coors. Okay, very good. Yeah, and obviously these guys are going to benefit from the problems at Ambev, the Bud people. These guys are benefiting somewhat from that, and it does look pretty good. And you know, one of the things in a tough market that you see is consumer staples tend to do well in a downtrending market. So you know, that may be something that we want to look at. Now, here's the thing. I think it's a little extended, and let me show you why I believe this is the case. Because that is sort of the higher high there, as you can see. So this is kind of where it moved above. This is with a cup, and then it moved into a handle, and now it's pulling back. So this is what they call a high handle. And, you know, I just, you know, let's see what happens. Let's see if it gets some support at the 50-day exponential moving average. And that's right here. This is the 50-day exponential moving average. So right now, I think, I would be a little bit leery about buying this unless we get a bounce here. If we get a bounce here, then yes, I could see it. Here's what I mean by... here's what I mean by the cup formation. Let me kind of show you that. Oops. Up there. Yeah, it's not letting me. It's not letting me do it. It's not letting me put the cup in there. But this is the cup, and then it comes up to this higher high, then we've moved up here. When it moves above that buy point, we always want to wait for a pullback, typically to the 50-day moving average. That's this red line here. And we definitely did get that today, but let's see if we get some support. So I would wait list this one. I would not buy it today. I just wouldn't buy it today. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, so much for taking a look at my little show. One thing I want to say is that right now we have moved to this uptrend. We've moved to this uptrend under pressure, which is an issue. And by the way, SLB, probably that's the only one that I've looked at today that is, I believe, viable at this point. I believe that SLB is viable at this point, but the other ones, not so much. I think we've got to be real careful in this market. We want to see if the market stabilizes here, because, you know, it could be, we could be have another leg down. So remember, we are in a market trend under pressure. And in a market trend under pressure, you don't want to have a lot of exposure on the market. And the things that you want to have exposure on, you know, you want to see them as potentially counter to what the trend has been. And SLB, which is in the oil sector, is that. So that's one that we can possibly buy here. But out of all the other, symbols that I've seen, no, unfortunately, we can't. We're just in a position where we got to take a wait, see, and get light in on our positions. We need to be primarily in cash. I'm 85% in cash currently, and I do have the TBT, which is a interest rate, which is an inverse interest rate. So as the interest rates go up, this one goes up as well. But I've been trimming positions all day. I did short Tesla. I closed the short. And I did short Microsoft, and I did close that short. So I may be shorting Microsoft tomorrow if we get some more weakness in the market. So where you want to short Microsoft is at pretty much at the 50-day 50-day moving average. Excuse me. And that's what's been happening. Okay, well, thank you so much, everybody. If you could smash the like button for me, that really helps me. If you could smash that like button, it really does get us on the radar screen. And smash the like button. And if you aren't already a member of Dallas Trading Floor, super easy. Just go, just go to www.dallastradingfloor.com. And sign up. So it's pretty easy. www.dallastradingfloor. I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully, God willing, and the creek don't rise. And we will see you then. Thanks, everybody, for taking a look at the show. Please share this with other people if you can. It really helps us get out there. And we'll be back tomorrow at 5. Happy trading.